is Dr. Mejia, dictating for the patient Anita Wentley, W-E-N-T-L-E-Y, medical records 151729, date of birth 2/3/1960, referring physician Dr. Maria De Leon, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedures, neck artery polypectomy, date of procedure September 24, 2022, indication screening for colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, 8 colon polyps removed, per paragraph, deformization, cecum, complication, non-immediate medication, aspermonial anesthesia care, per paragraph, operative procedures, per colonoscopy, temple, per paragraph, findings, anorectomy, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period, sigmoid colon appear normal, per paragraph, in the descending colon, there's a a polyp 5 millimeters, removal neck artery polypectomy, per paragraph. The splenic flexure is 2 small polyp, flat, about 5 millimeters, removal neck artery polypectomy, per paragraph. In the distal transverse colon, there's a cesar polyp, about 8 millimeters, removal neck artery polypectomy, per paragraph. In the mid-transverse colon, there's a cesar polyp, about 10 millimeters, removal neck artery polypectomy, period. In the mid-transverse colon, there's a second polyp, about 5 millimeters, removal neck artery polypectomy, per paragraph. Proximal transverse colon, there's a small polyp, about 5 millimeters removal neck artery polypectomy, per paragraph. In the hepatic flexure, there's a cesar polyp, about 10 millimeters removal neck artery polypectomy, per paragraph. Ascending colon appear normal, per paragraph. Cecum appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinic, next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.